We're in Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Omar Rav Yitzchak Chayiv Odom L'tayr Es Atzmai Beregel Shenema Av Nivlosom Loi Sigo. We learn out from this posik, a person should be Metayr Es Atzmai Beregel. This alav, one should not be Metam himself to a Nevela. Tanya Nami Hochi Av Nivlosom Loi Sigo. Yochel Yehu Yisroel Muzhorim Al Maga Nevela. V'stamazayan Issa to be Metame oneself. Tamad Loimer. Emer Ala Kahanim B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron Muzhorim. B'nei Yisroel Ein Muzhorim. That is speaking about Atuma Chamura, about Tumas Meis. Leidvorim Kalva Chaymer. Oma Atuma Chamura. Kahanim Muzhorim. Yisroel Eino Muzhorim. To Mikala Loi Kolshke, Elamatam Adloima of Nivlosam Loisi Go Boregel. At one, with Nivlosam Loisi Go, Sarashi says, a Boregel Mishtoi Kro, Meforish Vaozo Lakame Bebreise. The Shagasarye in Simen Samachvov explains that this Issa, to be Metame oneself Boregel, is not out the din rie. Menachnanograd says, "Chayovin liyisroel letar atzman beregel bevoyim liroyis lefnei Hashem." Shagas hayatayin is out rie. Tumis nevela shouldn't be also. If there's a din tashlumim, you have kol shiva to be liroyis. So memela, so tumis meis memela. But Tumas Nevela, which is only a Tumas Erev, so you will not lose the Riyah if you metami yourself to Nevela. So the Shagasaya says that is speaking about the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha is a mitzvah to eat Shlomim every day of the regal. And Memele, so if one is Metame oneself, so one can eat, one can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Perhaps we could be Mamtik, the Divrei Ashagasarye, the Chsam Sofer says here of an old, he says, where is it Merumiz in the Posik that it's speaking about the regal? Yivlosam lo yisigo is speaking about the regal. So the Chsam Sofer says, The ratio of the pasuk is mibsaram loisei chaylu, uvenivlosam loisei go. So he says from the ratio would seem mibsaram loisei chaylu. That basar you should need from a behemoth meyer. Mibsaram loisei chaylu, but vaystois other basar you should eat. So he says, namazay in the middle of the year there's no chiyuv to eat basar. So if we have a dig from the pasuk mipsaram loisei chaylo, so it is speaking about the regel that there is a mitzvah to eat basar, and on that is a din of nivlosam loisei go, that one should not be metama atzmai beregel. Fakert, he brings down the Chsam Sofer, and the Magid brings down the Zeshtet and Tais Vesrid. Chayiv odom letayr atzmai beregel means he should toivel himself. Erev Eregel, that he should be Toher Beregel. There's a lav that forget one should not be Metam himself Beregel. Omar Rav Kruspedoi, Omar Rav Yoichanan, Shloisha Sforim Niftochim Bereish HaShonim. Echot Shal Rishoim Gemurim, Echot Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Echot Shal Beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alta l'chayim. Rishoim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alta l'mise. Beinenim tluyim v'oimdim meroi sheshone v'ad yom ha-kippurim. Zochu nechtovim l'chayim le'zochu nechtovim l'mise. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shloisha seforim. Sifrei Zikorein Shal Maisei Habriyas. It seems each person is his actions right out of Sefer, or recorded in a Sefer. There are Svarim of Rishoyim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, and Beinanim. Let us see Tosfos. Nechtamim la'alta l'chayim. So Tosfos says, Midika choshev Beinanim, Mashme the Tzadikim, Gemurim kori lemi shezuchu Yosef merubim, Rishoyim gemurim lemi shavayno Yosef merubim. Now Tosfos means to say as follows, this is how the Chaner is mevayer Tosfos, that be'emesin we could say that tzadikim gemurim, we could take it face value, means a tzadik gomor, he doesn't have any averis. A rosh gomor is a person who doesn't have any mitzvahs, any schusim. But if that would be the case, so then there's more than three books. There's what's with the Roiv Zochiyis and the Roiv Avoinis. So why did the Tana jump to Beinanim? There's others also. What's with the Sforim for those who have Roiv Zochiyis and Roiv Avoinis? So therefore, Tosfos says, no, that a Tzadik Gomer is called Roiv Zochiyis. So from Roiv Zochiyis, 5149, that's a Tzadik. From 5149 and further, that's a tzaddik. From 5149 averis, that's a roshe. And then there's a beinani 50-50. So, number one, sakaponim, we see from this gemara that a person who has roiv zochiyis, even though he has averis, it's nichtav l'chayim. Prektach Taisves, Upomim, Hatzadikim, Nechtomim, Lemise. Many times the Tzadikim are Nechtomim, Lemise, Rishoyim, Gemurim, Lechayim. Taisves brings a posik. Versivim, Mishalim, Lesoinov, Alponov, Lavidoi. Taisves does not bring Mimaisim, Bechol Yoim. Maisim, Bechol Yoim, Neshua's Moira. Maisim, Bechol Yoim could be we can never tell who the shikol of Roiv Zochiyis and Roiv Avoinis is not nimsa to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That's tamazai the amount of mitzvahs. It's what the mitzvah was, how the mitzvah was done, the matzovim that the mitzvah was done in. So we can't ask kashis. We see this person seems to be a tzaddik and he has difficulties, and this person seems to be a roshe, and things are going good. Now Tosfos asks from Gemara's Psukim, that says, Meshalom l'soinov alponov l'avidoi, that a roshe gets paid on this world. Domrinim b'sayv kedushin, sayv perkama de kedushin, mishezuchu yoysov merubim avinoysov. A person who is more zochiyus than avoinis, doime kemisha soref eskola teira kulo, leishia mimeno eis achas. That means things, achmono netzlan, can go so difficult for him on this world, would look like mamish, he was oivan kola teira kulo, nothing goes good by him. The Gemara says, vi avinaisa, brubm is the chiyaisa, doime kemisha kiyim kola teira kulo, leishia eis achas. So Memela, we see close, and this is a Mordechai Stira. Our Gemara Zich is speaking about not Tzadikim Gemurim, our Gemara is speaking about Reiv Avoinis and Reiv Zochiyis. And the Gemara says in Kedushin, Reiv Avoinis and Reiv Zochiyis, the Oilam Hazeh is Mamish min Hepech al Hepech. The Reiv Zochiyis could have a very difficult life, and the Reiv Avoinis could have a very glicklich life. What pshat in our Gemara nechtovim la'alta l'chayim. So Tosfos answers v'cholza de kori hoche gabi rishoyim mise v'gabi tzadikim chayim kloima l'chaye ha'ilam habo. We're speaking about chaye ha'ilam habo. Let us elaborate a little. What is pshat in Tosfos? The Goyin says we paskin like Tosfos. First, the question arises, for Chaya Ilam Haba, Why is this din necessary Rosh Hashanah? When it will be negeya, Olam Haba. So then it's negeya, the din. Now it's negeya, if he's a ben Olam Haba, if he's a not ben Olam Haba. Get others ask a kasha, what will be if he was a ben Olam Haba and Saif Yomov, he was Tayal Rishainis, he loses everything. Or he was a Rosh and he was the Tshuva B'Saif Yomov, so he becomes a ben Olam Haba. So now it's Tamazay, Lemala Lemayrid. What is it, Negeya? To the Taisus, HaRosh is Mevaya. As follows. This is the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. The Mu'uroi, before there's a din on Olam Hazeh, you have to know if he's a Ben Olam Haba. This is Negeya, the Olam Hazeh, the Kedim. The Mu'uroi Shaloi, Ugzeiroisov, Shalshon Azu, Tluyimbo, Shegoizrim al Tzadik Zeiris Koshes Ba'ilam Hazeh, Li Porem Imenu Avinoisov. Ulerosh, a geizring zeres tavis, litan leischam, its voice of boilam azek, and receive a mishalim, the sign of upon of lavida. If I care, first of all, before we're done on oilam hazeb, if this is boss, I'm matzeb, it's an oilam habit. If he's not a ben oilam habo, so we have to see, then there's a seder, mishalim, the sign of upon of lavida. Samoyer de kemalden. The malden says, pshat and posik, with a rosha, there are two cheshbainis. One pasuk is Mishalem al Soinov al Pono. The Soinov al Pono. You have to pay. He did some schuyas. He has to get paid. I lie that he's getting paid in a very cheap oifen. Schal mitzvah bahayal meleke. Really, there's not enough in the whole world to pay for one mitzvah. Some of the kavod from the Mirashim is the Chenoloch of Chaim Shmulevet. So, Bemison, so why? How can you pay him on this world? So the Midrash Shiva says this Yisod Betzim is brought down from the Haflo B'Shemach Sam Sefer that Schar Mitzvah is dependent how the person was Machshiv the Mitzvah. There's a Ledidi Shavali. If by the person Taka was Machshiv the Mitzvah Kifi Mashahu, the way it really is, and his actions were Masim with this, so then you can't pay him on this world, because you have to pay him the mitzvah, kefi, the shabbos of the mitzvah, which is Baha'i al-Maleke. If the mitzvah didn't have too much of a chashivis by him, that's how much the mitzvah is worth. Oh, for that shabbos, there's enough to pay an olam hazeh also. That's number one. U'mishalem l'soinav al-pono, so first of all, he has to get paid. Then there's a shrekliche other cheshbin, lahavidoi. There's another cheshbin, that the Rabbi Nishlam wants that it should be good for him on this world, lahavidoi. If it'll be schlecht for him, so he might do tshuva. We don't want him to do tshuva. He's a sign of l'shalem, l'sign of upon of lahavidoi, zok the Malbim. To make sure that fakert. Is a moira de kevot from Rabbaran, the Mishnah's Rabbaran, it's mamish chapta pachat, alavai, that he says, he comes to a person before a shishone, no, shrekte sich nicht, was shrekte sich nicht? He says, no, I'll tell you the truth, last year I wasn't a big tzaddik for this year. I know I am, and Baruch Hashem, the year what comes good, and so Rabbaran shaita was to this, could be last year, the year went good because last year was a bechin of Meshalom, the sign of upon of Lavidoi. That's why last year it went good. So don't rely on last year. And the Emerson, we see the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when Rabbi Lezer became sick, so Rabbi Kiva was besimcha, because Rabbi Kiva said, the Gemara asked why he was besimcha. He says, because Rabbi Lezer had a golden 11, everything went good with him, so he was afraid that he was from those, the Abuyim de Kizach, that he was Mishalim Osayin of Apon Lovi, the Kibbal Elam Ibailam Azeh. He says he was Nenash, oh, Baruch Hashem. So the Trabaran, he can never bring any rayas from what happened the year before. The year before could be as bitter, but the Fal Dachman, so that's one cheshbin. So there's a cheshbin, how is Olam Hazeh will look, and that's very much dependent And is he a ben, this year, is he a ben oilam haba or not? Leidach gise, by a tzaddik, the simcha la tzaddik, asais mishpat aposik in mishlei, simcha la tzaddikim shakadish bochu mevi yisurim aleyim, kidei she yisku loilam haba, fakert tzaddikim, realizing what they're gaining from the yisurim. I mean, the Gemara is what speaks about Nochem Ish Gamzo, that he was mispalo, there was epsashtikel, his rashel, slafim adregoso, in bringing food to Noraman, that was misabiv, the mis of Noraman, so he was mispalo that he should lose his hands and feet and be blind, and the Yisurim that he was mispalo for, and the Talmidim told him, Oy lanu sheri sinu kach, and he says, Oy li im leiri yisuni kach. He was mispalo to get oinshim an oylam hazeh. So that's one cheshbin. So it has to be decided in Rosh Hashanah, it has to be decided, is he a ben oylam habo or not? The whole oylam hazeh dreitzach and us. There's other cheshbonis. Some sefer, rabbanan say, if he's a ben oilam haba, so there's a different anhoge in this world with him. There's a din raglei chasidav yishmer, there's a bezundere shmire, there's a bedin, there's under the megalglen schus al yedei zakai. The difficulties in avodas Hashem, the kalos in avodas Hashem, is all dependent if he is a ben oilam haba or not. A ben oilam haba is besundere siyata d'shmaya, besundere anhoges. Abchaim Voloshner in the drosha says that fakert this taketu dinim. He says we paskin. The goyin also says we paskin like Taisvis. That this gemara is speaking about the din of oilam haba. In agav uche, before we go further. There's a Meir the Goyim says as follows. Abaron is Mavayah the Goyim. That Be'emesin, in this Gemara, the Chayil is a stira between this Gemara and Dafter Zayin Amed Beis, with the Gemara and Dafter Zayin Amed Aleph. The Gemara said, and Dafter Zayin Amed Aleph, Rameya, they say, we paskin light Rameya, Odom Nidin Baroish Shone, V'nechtam, V'dinay, Nechtam, So we see this aksive b'reish hashanah and aksime b'yom ha'kippurim. Here, it seems it as I. Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim nechtovim la'alta l'chayim. Rishoyim gemurim nechtovim nechtovim la'alta l'misa. Beinenim, it says it's nothing. It seems not even aksive either. There's no aksive. Beinenim is tluyim vaimdim, Rosh Hashanah, ad yemi kippurim, zochu nichtovim lechayim, loy zochu nichtovim lemisa. Forget, there was nothing yet by the beinanim. So how does this stim with the Gemara before? So the Goyin says, it's no stira. The Gemara before speaking about dinei oilam hazeh. In dinei oilam hazeh, there's no chsime Rosh Hashanah. That's by Rosh Hashanah yikoseivu, b'yem tzem kippur yichaseimu, that we look in the Nisana Toikev, that's all Olam Hazeh, me Yichye, me Yomuz, me Bekitze, me Loi Bekitze, that is Olam Hazeh, the Kenyonim, there's Aksive without Aksime. And that is why everyone says, the Taser Shimei Tshuve, Kosveinu, Besefer HaChaim, Ksoiv, because we want, there was no Aksime yet, we want Fakert, Kosveinu, Besefer HaChaim, Weissen doch nicht wie man halt, Kosveinu b'seifachayim. And that tachsim is b'yayim ha-kippurim b'shas nila. That what Agamor is speaking about, that what Agamor is speaking about, nechtovim nechtomim la'alta l'chaim by tzadikim, and thus this is speaking about the dinoy lam haba, like Taisva says. This is takanandar edin. This is taka finished Rosh Hashanah. For the tzadikim it's finished. For the rishoyim it's finished. The beinim, they have another 10 days. But al kopanim, the din of the tzaddikim and rishayim is a fartik din already. The Goyin says, he says, pshat in the Ramah, that the Magna Avraham brings down today is that Rosh Hashanah, one should not say Lashana Toive Tikosei V'Sichosei, because this bracha is speaking about Olam Hazeh. This is Sichosei. We don't speak about Sichosei. We're not speaking about the Chasime. Shana Toive we're speaking about. Shana Toive means what's going to happen this year. And this year there's no, so was vinchtu am techosim, there's no chsime yet, there's already, that's bereish shana tikosevu. So therefore the goyim held, you should say, shana toive tikosev. We're speaking about the shana and hug in this world, is tikosev. Be'etzim, the din in oilam hazeh is besides these cheshbonis. But there's other cheshbonis that, the abilities that Yena, that how much one needs Olam Hazeh in order to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. One needs Brias, one needs Parnasa, one needs the whole Olam Hazeh. We say in the Lemancha Alekim Chaim, that Faket, we're asking for a Chaim Toivim, we're asking Lemancha, we should be able to do the Ratzon Hashem, we should all be kalim in siyuim to avodas Hashem. That's the olam hazeh dekedin, which is another cheshbon. So that din is that starts in Rosh Hashanah and that ends in Yom Kippurim. Abchaim Volozhiner says, but the main din is the olam hazeh dekedin. It's a tlav milsa zutrasi, the din in oilam, the oilam hazeh dekedin. But al kaponim, he says, the main din, what one has to be a doyig, in Rosh Hashanah is the oilam hazeh dekedin. Chaim Volozhiner says, amuyim dekemoshu, he says, there was a person that was sleeping in a house, and they woke him up. They told him he has to run out quickly because the house is burning, it's in flames. So he tells them, he says, one second, there's a kina that's biting me and I have to first take the coma from the kina and then I'll go out. That means if you have a house burning, you don't bother now first to kill the mosquito, to kill the kina, and then you'll go out. You go out. Don't worry about the mosquito now. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Dinyanei Olam Hazeh, in comparison to Olam Haba, is that the Moshel. You're speaking about Dvarim Ktanim Mi'oid, the whole Nesana Toikiv, with all its Chaymer, is Dvarim Ktanim in comparison with the main din, is one Aben Olam Hazeh or Aben Olam Haba. This is Shitas HaTaisvis in the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn that tzaddikim means tzaddikim bedinam. This is the Ramban shita. Rishonim bedina v'tzdiku as tzaddik v'shiyu as haroshe. The Gemara isn't speaking about. The Gemara is speaking about that there are tzaddikim bedinam. These tzaddikim could be rishonim. They could be tzaddikim. The Rishoim means that with Tiko as a tzaddik v'shiyu as a roshe, there's Rishoim bedinam. Amar of Ovin Maikro, Yimochu miseifa chayim v'im tzaddikim al yikoseibu. Yimochu miseifa ze sifron shel Rishoim gemurim. Yimochu miseifa. Chayim ze sifron shal tzadikim. The im tzadikim al yikosevu ze sifron shal beinenim. Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak oma mehocho vim ayin mecheinino mi sifrucho asher kosavto mecheinino ze sifron shal rishoim mi sifrucho ze sifron shal tzadikim asher kosavto ze sifron shal beinenim. So the Pashtus, the Loshna Gemara is Maikro. The Gemara said before that there are three Sforim. So where do we see in the Psukim that there are three Sforim? So that the Gemara brought two psukim. Yimocha mi sefer, that's sifran shal reshoim. Chayim, sifran shal tzadikim. Vim tzadikim is sefer beinanim. But it's very, we have to understand the psukim, how Chazal darshan these psukim. He says, David HaMelech was mispalul on his soinim. Yimocha mi sefer, they should be nimcha mi sifran shal reshoim. They shouldn't be in Sifran Shal Tzadikim, they shouldn't be in Beinanim. I mean, what was the Cheshbon? The Manashech, wie kommt da rein dort? I mean, either the one of the three, either the Rishoim or Tzadikim or Beinanim. He asks, Yimochu Miseif Achai, weißt du, is epis aschus to be in Sifran Shal Rishoim? Yimochu Miseif. So the Chsam Sefer says, Amuyim de Kipshat, he says as follows. The Pasuk says, let's look at the Pasuk before. T'na avoin al avoinam bal yavoyu b'tzitko secho imachal miseifel. So he says, pshat in this pasuk is as follows. The Chayvus Halvavus says, in Shara Kniya, Amoyre de Kizach, that if a person, he brings on a maisa, there was once a maisa that someone spoke Lashon Hara on a chosid echot. The chosid heard about it, so he went and purchased a big basket of fruit and goodies, and he sent it back to the Mesapa. Sapa got this basket, he wanted to find out what's the reason of the Shalachmanis. So he told him like this, he says, I'm indebted to you. He says, you gave me such a chashev and matona, I have to repay you. Something I have to repay you. So Yenna didn't understand what was the chashev and matona he gave him. So he explained to him, he says, you know, if Reuven speaks Lashon Hara and Shimon, so Reuven takes away a chelik of the averus of Shimon, and Shimon gets a chelik of Reuven's mitzvahs. So look what a gewaldike chesed you did for me. You gave me your mitzvahs, you took away my averus. No. So something I have to repay you. So he sent him a mincha, a small ois of a korosatoy. So he says pshat and posik, t'no avoin al avoinam. I mean, these were people who were speaking Lashon Hara and David HaMelech. T'no ovein al avoinam. That means, okay, they have their averus, but t'no ovein al avoinam. Give them, and not more avoinus, they're taking a chelik of my averus. Val yavoyu v'tzit kosecha. But David HaMelech was mispalo. He says, you have to understand like this. We mentioned before that there's a inyan of a tzaddik. A tzaddik is a kodesh bochu medagdik im tzaddikov kechut asayro. A kodesh bochu is managed and boilam hazeh. That's what a tzaddik, that's a tzaddik. A roshe is meshalom lasoina valponov lavidoi. It's shrekla. Abo. Vinish di a hot oilam hazeh. Let's not take it away. They're looking in the vache kechloisa keul rachmanen etzlon. It's the biggest age, but he has oilam hazeh though. David HaMelech was mispalo to no avoin al avoinam, give them my averis, but if without my averis they're not reshoim, my averis should not give them the privileges of a rosha. Vayavoyu v'tzit kosecha. They shouldn't get al kaponim, since we're a rosha, al kaponim it should be that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdikim tzadikim kechut asayra, something that is, Abel Yilapion brings down, he once asked his mother, so loin tzach nitzes ein ha-tzadik ha-kodesh bochu, medagdik im tzadik im kechut ha-sayra. He asked his mother, it was a kasha na maise shahoye, he once broke a keli, so his mother punished him. Then the cat once jumped, also broke a keli. So yeah, the mother didn't do anything to the cat. So he asked, why? So why is the cat better than me? Aba al koponim, so he says, so that's pshat, al yavoyu b'tzit kosecha, that means that the benefit, what a rosh has, they shouldn't get, because of me they should get benefits. And so that's pshat, the next posik. Yimachu me sefer, Al tichtevein besifchom shal rishoyim. Because the midah shiger ha'ilam hazeh, if without it, their tzadikim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdikim tzadikim kechut ha'sayro. Fakert. The difficulties that a tzadik has to be soivel be weiter done with them. So that's al yikosvu besifchom shal rishoyim. That's how the Ksam Sofer says pshat in the posik. So with this, it could be, let's say, pshat in the next posik. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the posik says as follows. Va'ato imtiso chatosom. After the chet ha'egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shlom, if you'll be nice to the chet, it's good. Im ayin mecheinino misifrocho asher kosofto. So the Gemara darshens, mecheinino misifron shal rishoyim, misifrochos, the sifron shal tzadikim, asher kosofto, the sifron shal beinim. The Ramban, so could be, a pidarke shal achsam sofer, as follows. The Ramban says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? A Moiradike tefillah, which is unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. Mecheini no misifrischo asher kosafto. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo that tach tom. That means what Klal Yisrael deserved for the chet ha'egel. I want to be mekabel everything on myself. Be meichel them, and I'm mekabel the whole oynish. The esboil ani oynchom. I'll be mekabel the oynish of Klal Yisrael. That's the taich. That was aroye nemon. Azay deiske kuk aroye nemon Moshe Rabbeinu. So memeila, so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted him mekabel on himself the brunt of all yisurim. So he said again, Mecheini no misifron shal rishon, don't give me the fringe benefits of a rosh, ich will nisham kanei lam haza oich me. Navadi givis misifron shal tzadik, misifron shal beinanim. He didn't want any toy, fakert, any oynish possible, that he could get his mekabel on himself, these oynshim, that his oynish should be an shtota oynish that Klal Yisrael is deserving. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tanya beishame oimrim gimel kitis hein liyoyim hadin. There are three kitais liyoyim hadin. So before we see the Gemara further, let us see the bottom tosfos. Liyoyim hadin kshayichyu hameisim. This is already, we're not speaking about the Rosh Hashanah, we're speaking about after tchiyas hameisim. Kedemuchach kro, being psukim. Ba'af al pi shekvar nidoinu achar misosam. That means till then there was a din, beganeidin or begehenem mitnei hanefesh. Adayin yedin achar miyzakeyu b'chayei ha'olam hubo shukayim la'olam. V'yei shekvar kiblu dinam begehenem umitoich kach shemo yisku. There's a new din, who will be Roi La'olam Haba. So here we're speaking about the din of Olam Haba, which is after the Misa, which is after, and there's a Machlikas HaRishonim, Bekebege Tzeichen Tzu, Ateres Chaim, in Sanhedrin, and in the back of our Gemara, Stachsachmi, we have this, they brought the Tshuva of the Ateres Chaim. The Ateres Chaim brings down that there's what is called Olam Haba. So from Taisus Vaistois, Olam Haba is after everything, there will be a Yom Hadin HaGodol Vanoira, that's what our Gemara is speaking about. And that will be a Din on Olam Haba. Olam Haba is, there'll be then the Guf and the Nefesh will be together. And that's the Olam Shekulai Oruch, that's Olam Haba. Lachem Misa, there's Gehenim, there's Gan Eden, that's a schar and oynish for the nefoshes. But the goof and the nefesh, which will be zeicha toilam haba, that's the yom hadin hagodol vanoira, that's afterwards. And we'll see this then also gimel kites. Agav Urche, the Ritva says that not everyone has to go through this din. He says that there are tzaddikim gemurim, avei sa'olam, that was zeichet to have the goof and the nefesh before this already. There's other tzaddikim which will be zeiche bebiyas hamashiach the tchiyas hameisim. And there are, and that we'll see, because the pasuk's rabim mi yesheini admas ofer. We'll have the pasuk rabim, most of the yesheinim that will go through this din. That means there's others that already was zeiche to tchiyas hameisim before bebiyas hamashiach. But there'll be a yom adin agodol anoyre. If everyone will, then this, for that includes everyone who be zeiche then to ilam haba. The Teres Chaim brings down the stasis, our stasis by says ilam haba is much later, and he says, but from the davening what we say in Shabbos, taistachayis nishvi der stasis. Ein ke erkecha lekeinu ba ilam hazeh, vein zeloscha malkeinu lechaya ilam haba, Ephes biltocha geelenu limeis ha-Mashiach, veidem lecha meshenu l'schiyas ha-Mesem. So we see that Olam Habe, the akaponim, the Baal HaSidra holds that Olam Habe comes right after the Misa. Olam Hazeh, Olam Habe, that's the Rambam Shita Dastach Mer. And then there's Yemois HaMashiach, and then there's Triyas ha-Mesem, and Olam Habe is before. Akaponim, it's a big machloikis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin weist us, the Moses says, Eilu she'ein lehem chelik loylam haba, akoifa betchiyas ha-meisim, the Gemara says. So weist the chois, loylam haba means is after tchiyas ha-meisim. That's a raya to Tosfos. Al koponim, so Beis Shammai says, b'shas t'shayim ha-din ha-godl v'anoyre, there will be three kittes. Achas shal tzadikim gemurim, the tzadikim gemurim, Ba'achah shal rishoyim gemurim, ba'achah shal beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim, nechtomim la'alta l'chaye oylam. Rabbi zoyche tu chaye oylam habo. Rishoyim gemurim nechtovim, nechtomim la'alta l'gehenne. We're going to go back to Gehenne. Shenemar v'rabim miyishenei admas ofo yokitzu. That's what we mentioned before. The Ritva says Rabim. That means others got up before already. Aber Rabim yishenim ad masofo yakitzu eile lechaye oilam ve'eile lecharofais ledirayn oilam. Beinanim yordim legehenim and the beinanim will be yordim legehenim u'metzavtzifim ba'oilam. Let us see Rashi. V'yayim adin k'sheyichyu ha-meisim, rishoyim gemurim ruba ma-voynes, beinanim machzal machze. So the Gemara says, these beinanim, yordim l'gehenim u-metzavtzefim, so Rashi says, what's the title of metzavtzefim? Soyakim u-boichim, mitoich yisurim sho-achas. This Gehenim is a crash course. This is a Shor Achastiki Gehenim by the Yom Adin HaGodol V'Anoyre. And with the Yisuri Gehenim and with the Tzaoka and the Bchiye is Oilem. Then there'll be Oilem, there'll be Zoyche to Oilem Haba. Shenema, there's a Posik in Zechariah that says Vaveisi Es HaShlishis. This is the third cut, Ba'esh. They'll go back into the Eishel Gehenim. Utsravtim kitzreif es hakesef, ubachantim kimchein es hazov. Hu yikra bishmi, vayis it'll be tvile, that's the makar of mitzavtsefim, vani ene oisoi. Valeyem omrochano, Hashem meimis umechaye, moirid shou, shoul vayol. So there will be a yeride and an aliyah. And this is what Rashi says, this will be El-Achasho. So this is the Beinanim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel, so it comes out that according to Beis Shammai, the Beinanim will have to go into Gehenim for a short period of time, and then there'll be Zeichet Olam Habo. Beis Hillel Oimrim, V'Rav Chesed, Matei Klapei Chesed. That the Beinanim will not have to go to Gehenna. Va'aleim omar David, ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoili, Valeim Oma David Kola Parsha Pula Daloisi Veliya Hashia. We'll see later what's pshat in this. But the Beinanim will also be able to go to Olam Haba without going back to Gehenna. So what's this Shlishia? So what's this Ashlishis? Vabesis Ashlishis? Who's going to go into Gehenim for a short period of time? So this is going Poishe Yisrael. No. Poishe Yisrael Begufon. Upoishe Umesa Oilam Begufon. Yerdim LeGehenim. We're not up to the Shlishis yet. Poishe Yisrael begufon, Poishe umesoilam begufon, Yerdem legehenem, v'nidoinim bo yud beis chodesh. La'acha yud beis chodesh, gufon kolo, v'nishmoson nisrefes, v'ruach mefazarton tachas kapes raglei tzadikim, shenema vaseisem rishoim, ki yu eifer tachas kapes ragleichem. This is the Rishoyim. And we'll see later what this is speaking about. And after, this is now Gehenim of Yud Beis Chodesh. The Ritva says, this matzev of Gufan Kolov and Nishmoson Nisrefes. So he says this is a psaza parav a matzev. It's no Oinshim and no Hanor. It's Tachas Raglei. Tachas kapis raglei tzadikim, but it's nishtahin and nishtahel. Avol, these are poishe Yisrael begufam. Avol haminim vahamesoires vahapikusim shekofru betoire vishekofru betchias hameisim vishepirshu midarki tzibur vishenosnu chisisam beeretz chayim. That means there were matal aima on the tzibur. V'shechotu v'echtiyu asarabim k'goin yirovim benavot v'chaveirov. Yerdim l'gehenem v'nidoinim bo l'deire deiris. Shenemar v'yotsu v'rov b'pigrei ho'anoshim ha'poishim bi. Gehenem kolo v'hein einam kolim. The Ritva says Gehenem kolo is for the other Rishayim. But by them, they're there forever. The hein einam kolim is a bezundere einish that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives them the koyach to be saved the yisurim. The hein einam kolim. That's what the Ritva says. Shenema v'tzuram v'tzurosam levaloi sha'oil v'cholkach lomav nesheposhtu yedeyim bezvu. Shenema mizvu loy, vein zvu la la beis hamigdo, shenema bonoi bonisi beis zvu lecho. Aleyem omro chana Hashem yechatu merivov. Yechatu merivov is a loshen shvire. The Rabbeinu Shlalom will break those, his merivim. Let us devour Sirashi. Beis hilu bas chaylekam beis shamay. And he held that the Beinanim do not have to go to Gehenim again. Mate klape chesed, hoyul umechza mechzeim, mates ahechre letzatzchus, ben yodim legehenim. Begufon lekame meforish. Haminim hanoshim asher hofchu divrei lekim chayim lero, kegain sedoikim ubaitusim. It seems this Rashi is a censored Rashi. The Ritva brings down what Rashi had written. Talmida Yishai Hanoitzri. That was the meaning, but that was censored. Bamesoires Malshinim Shemoisrim Momen Yisrael Beyad Hoivde Kechovim Hapikoires Mevaze Talmide Chachomen. Shekofru batoire, hoimrim ein toire min ha-shamayim. Shepirshu midar kei tzibo loy garsinin, behaino kalhani dolael. This is not a new, that all of them fall into this category. Ahach masnise beseida oilam, this barais is in seida oilam. Orchi garsinin loy hosam, shepirshu midar kei ha-tzibo, ki goim, ha-minim, va-mesoires, מדרכי ציבור, מדרכי ישראל. ושנוסנו חיטיסם לקמן מפורש, what this means, בצורם כמוי בצורוסם, שפושטו ידיהם בזבור, שחריבו בית המקדוש באבוינם. It's very unclear what Rashi says over here, that, I mean, the Gemara says this, that the chomer of the minim in Seiris Napikusim is because Shaposhtu Yedeim Bezvu Shehechivu Beis HaMikdosh Ba'avoinom. Men whisper, what about the minim who are after the Churban HaBayis? No, L'chaire, it would seem from Rashi that that's what Chazal tell us, Kolder Sheloi Nivne Beis HaMikdosh B'yomov Kilo Nechav B'yomov. It would seem the Kilo Nechav is going on these sugim. But these are the Machrivi Abeis HaMikdosh. These are Poshto Yedeim Bezvu. They prevented that the Beis HaMikdosh could be rebuilt. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ovin Upneyem Doimen Lishulei Kedera. Here we zikha don't understand what the Gemara is saying over here. Upneyem Doimim Lishulei Kedera, that means the bottom of a pot, even though it's exposed to the Eish, the Eish should perhaps be melabin it and purify it, but it still has this it's dark, it's not cleansable. Upneyem kishulei kedere, ba'oma rove ve'inu mishapirei shapirei b'nei mechuze mikrain b'nei gehenna. Zogt Rashi, b'nei mechuze unogim ushmeinim hoyo. They weren't too fine mentioned, the b'nei mechuze. Mikraim, they didn't appreciate Rove either. That's when we had a Gemara in Shabbos, that's when Rove said that Ubi maspit him, like the b'nei mechuze hated him. They hated his guts. Mikraim b'nei gehenim v'kach yikovu lahem. Let's see further the Gemara. Look the Gemara. Omamal, Beis Hillel Oimrim V'Rav Chesed Mate Klape Chesed. Beis Hillel said that the Beinanim, they don't have to go into Gehenim. There's a Midah of Rav Chesed that they bish Mate Klape Chesed. Frek the Gemara V'Hoksi V'Hivesi Es HaShlishis Ba'esh. The Pasuk says that there is a Sug that will, by the Yom Hadin HaGodol V'Anoira, which will be sent down and made it Sha'il, and it'll go up again. So what is this speaking about? Emphat the Gemara, Hosom B'Poyshe Yisrael B'Gufon. That's speaking about Poyshe Yisrael B'Gufon, which we'll see later exactly what this means. Like the Gemara, Poishe Yisrael Begufen, Ba'amret Les Leitakanta. We learned before, Poishe Yisrael Begufen, Yerdum Legehenem, Nidoinem Bo Yud Beis Chodesh, and then there's Mishmosan Yisrefes, Wurchum Fasaltum Tachas Kapis Rag Leit Tzadik, they don't have a Takone. And now you're telling me, here says Vayor, they do have a Takone. And for the Gemara, Less lutakam to beroid avoinis. Hoche machza avoinis o machza zochis. Vispunami ovain de poishe Yisrael begufa. Vaisagi lei de lave vesi es ashlishis beish. That means, if one is a beinami, he has machza avoinis o machza zochis. And the machza avoinis include an avere of poishe Yisrael begufan, which we'll see exactly later what this is. So then, there's no din of matei klapei chesed. He has to go into Gehenim. By him, it's the metzavtefin ba'olam lachasho. If he's a machza without poishe Yisrael begufan, so then he goes. Then this is hanhoga brav chesed matei klapei chesed. If is Reiv Avoynis, and in the Reiv Avoynis is Poishe Yisrael Begufon, so then is Lesley Takante, that is But the Gemara says that Nasa Eita Tachas Kafes Ragle HaTzadikim. Vimla V'Rav Chesed Matei Klapi Chesed V'Aleim Oma David Ohavti Ki Yishma Hashem. What does Rashi say? V'Amarto Lesley Takanta D'Nasen Eita. It's Eifa V'Hochet Tzaraftim Kitzroi Fesakes. If it says they'll be purified, Sheyimruko Yisurei Mesavoyna. So the Gemara says, it matters. If it's a machzah, machzah, without Poshe Yisrael begufon, so then that's Mataklapi Chesed. If it's Poshe Yisrael begufon, machzah, machzah, that's Moirit Shoyl. V'yo. Dorash Rove Maidach Siv Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. Omro Knesses Yisrael Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam, em mosai ani ahuva lefanecha bizman sha'ata shemeya kol tachnuna. V'zamir dikach sam sefer that says pshat in this gemara as follows. The gemara darshens ahavti means when is it nikar that I'm ohuv lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizman sh'ata shemeya kol tachnuna. So the Chasam Sofer says as follows. It says, mitzad echad, by umes ha'ilam, if they were reshoim, they did tshuve, Rabbi Nishlam is meichel them, Rabbi Nishlam will pay them for the ma'isim tovim that they did. Mitzad echad, if Yidin do averis, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevater lahem, the Rabbi Nishlam is not mevater, marich api v'govi delay, the Rabbi Nishlam takes time, but eventually the Rabbi Nishlam will pay up for the averis. So it seems that by everyone, tshuva helps, and by everyone, if you don't do tshuva, so it's bitter. So where do we see a mila over Klal Yisrael over Umas Olam? That means we're the same. If we'll do tshuva, we'll be good. So we get Olam Haba, they get Olam Haba, the Eibishter gives them schar. Where do we see a difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam? So the Chasam Sofer says, Amir Dikazach, he says as follows. He says, the tshuva, what Umas Ha'ilam need, and the tshuva that Klal Yisrael needs, is a different tshuva. Umas Ha'ilam, he says, need tzaim, koil, mamayim. They need tzedakah, v'chata'ayich, b'tzedakah proik, that was said to Buchadnetzah, by Ninveh it says they fasted, they were mispalo. Avol Yisrael b'tzakom levad nenim. Klal Yisrael with tefillah alone, the Rabbi Nishlam is meichel them. Kedersiv v'yishma lekim esna kosam. There was only tefillah there. V'haynu dechsiv bevchi yavoyu uvesachnunim oivilein. The geula asida will come about bevchi. Af al pi she'ein biyodom toire u'mitzvois. Rak matnas chinam. It's only tefillah. Afilu hochi, that's what it says. Bevchi uvesachnunim oivilein. Tachnun, it says in Rashi v'schanon, that's a loshen amat naschinim. The emerson, this word of the Chasam Sofer, is a meiridike, is a medrash, in a medrash rabbe in Parshas Tetzave. Medrash rabbe says that Klal Yisrael is misoinen for the Rabbi Nishloilam, they don't have kolbonis. So Rabbi Nishloilam said, Dvorim ani mevakesh, ich bete nicht kein Korbonis. Shunema kchu imochem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem, v'ani moichel al kol avay neseichem. So the Medrash starts, v'ein dvorim al divrei teire, shunema eilu hadvorim asher diber Moshe. V'ayist ois, the koyach av teire is, Koyach brings to tshuva. Teira brings to tshuva. Ashivein avinu l'seirasecha. Then machzireinu b'shuva shleimu lefanecha. Perhaps Teira is equivalent to Karbonis. The Sefri Darshans and the Pasuk Kiseirim alei deshe is that Teira is equivalent to the Shnei Seirim that were brought Kiseirim alei deshe, it's equivalent to the Shnei Seirim that were brought Yom HaKippurim. Steht in Medrash weiter, der Klal Yisrael teines to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ein Anu Yoidem. Bedvom, so kommen mit Teira, wir wissen nicht kein Teira. Sagt der Marzab, Asida teure schon nicht takach mi Yisrael. So, na was haben wir? Kabonis haben wir nicht, teure haben wir euch nicht. Om Allahem, so der Medrash says, der Rabbeinu Shalom tells Kla Yisrael, Bechu vehispalalu lefonai vani mekabu. Aber Yiseichem, kshenishtabdu bemitzrayim, loi betfila padisi yoysam, and then the Medrash goes, in different matzovim, b'mei Yeshua, b'mei Ashoiftim, that they were not more the kematzev, they only came with tefillah. And the Medrash feels ois, v'chein anshe Yerushalayim, and this is going on the Gula Aside, afa pi shi chisuni, b'shvil, Shebochu lefonai rechamti aleihem shenema bevchi yavoyu. This pasuk that the Sam Sofer brings. So that is, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es keil tachnunai, ich kum mit gornish, ich kum mit a bakoshe von a matnas chinam, but that's the ave that Klal Yisrael has for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is mekabel tfila alone. Daloisi veli Yahoshia. So Daloisi veli Yahoshia means afal pi shedola ani min hamitzvah. That means I'm a beinani. I don't have enough mitzvahs to be mezakemi. Is li noel Yahoshia. The Rabbi Shlom will help me. That means that's the mate klape chesed. And a beinani who does not have his dal min hamitzvahs, the Eibishter will help him. Let us see Rashi. Dola ani b'mitzvahs kegoyim beininim she'ein zechu yaseyem machriyim litlois lehem b'schusam. They don't have schusim. Li yoheishia lahateis klapei chesed. Let us see Taisvis. Ba'aleyem omar David ahavti v'chsiv bei afafuni chevlei movis. Ursiv da loisi veli yahoshia kishudal bimitzvahs rav chesed matei umayshia kedoshinim lekamon. So the drosha is, even though dalanim and a mitzvah, so the Rabbein Shalom is mayshia, because it is rav chesed. Inami miloshin doloi dololono. The Rabbein Shalom picked us up, shemaleyu mi be'omak. So see, it's speaking about the Beinanim that will not have to go into Gehenim again. That's how Beis Hillel shot the Pasuk. Haminim pligi bo rav achet ravine beperke mamidim. What is Amin called? There the Gemara says, one man the Yom holds it's Eichon Nevelos Lahaches is Amin, another man the Yom holds Davka Eivet Abedizor is Amin. Kileslu takone b'roiv avoinis. The Gemara says, I can say poisha Yisrael begufam. That a takone will help. L'chayre poisha Yisrael begufam, it says, leslu takante. The Gemara says that if there is a cheshbon of roiv avoinis, and in these roiv avoinis is poisha Yisrael begufam. Zokta yisvis ve'izbu oven the poisha Yisrael begufam. Aha, the Oma Lael. So now we have here as follows. A Beinani, we have here, what do we know so far? We know a Beinani that is not, does not have in his Machza Avoinis, Poisha Yisrael Begufon. There's a din of Matei Klapei Chesed. He's Zeichem Yem Adin HaGodol to go in Olam Haba. A Beinani that in this Beinani is Peshe Yisrael Begufon, so that's the Metavtsef in Ba'olam, they go into Gehenna for a show, and then the oilem. A person who has Raiv Avoinis in Pesha Yisrael Begufam, so that ain't like Takon. Baha da Oma Lael, Rishoim, da Hainu, Ruban Avoinis, Nichtovim, Venichtomim La Alta Le Gehenna, אף על גב דחסיב בוקרו לדירוי, לדירוי נעילם, לא שלא ילהי תקונה, אלא נידוינים שניים עושה חיידש ואילם. רישויים, בשנת פשע ישראל בגופון, סדל בי אילה אפתר שניים עושה חיידש. So they do have a תקונה. והוד העומה בפרק הזוב, שלושה ירדים ואינם אילם, היינו לאלתר. Behold, the Omar is Lokish Besef Hagige, Peshe Yisrael, Ein Eir Shal Gehenim Shailet Behem, Omar Allah Beresh Oisim Pasim, the Nochis Avrom Amasiklu. That means, Al Kaponim, the Shailet, that would mean that they would be completely consumed from the Eir Shal Gehenim, Dosnit, forget that they're there for 12 months. That's Loiv Avoinis, not Peshe Yisrael Begufam. Karkafte de Leimonacht, oh, that goes on further. Zit de Gemara weiter. Poishe Yisrael begufon meinihu. What is this called? Poishe Yisrael begufon. Omar Rav kalkafte de leimonach tfilin. A head that does not play tfilin. Abraham Beloshna says kalkafte de leimonach tfilin means even though it's on his head, but if it's not in the right place, so that's called a head that did not play tfilin. Poishe umes ha'oilam begufon omarav ba'avere. That means we'll see Taisvis. Let us see, what does Rashi say? Rashi says nothing. Let us see Taisvis. Kol kafte deloy monach tefillin. So first Taisvis says, im oisik betoire, ki meniach tefillin domi. Then he's called a meniach tefillin. The omar b'mechilte ha'oisik betoire potor mina tefillin. It says, by the parish of Tfilin, Laman Tiyya Teres Hashem Beficha. So it seemed that the Tachlis of Tfilin is Teres Hashem, so it's Teres Hashem Beficha. Rabbi Netam Beforish, the Hoche, this Kalkafta Dleimon of Tfilin means Ksheha Mitzvah Bezuya Olov. He despises the Mitzvah. Shemegunev Olov, Shemegunev Olov Ritzui Shal Tfilin Shebereshe. Avlin Yore Lohoniach. But if he doesn't like tefillin, mishum debinin gufnoki, kelisha bal knafayim, kelisha bereish b'metayimim, vudoye kol sho, shema lo yucha leizoya, leshomer betara begdusha. So he's wrong. He shouldn't do this. Aba v'havade ein olav dem poishe yiso begufam. V'chol hani deshmaiten mishloi osa tshuve, aval osa tshuve mrinim biyume, de tshuve toilo misim amarekes. Omar Rav Ba'avere, the Gemara says, which are Poshe Yisrael begufan by Umas Ha'ilam, Ba'avere. So Taisha says, Ba'aroyis, Shekein Ben Noyach, Muzer Olav, Kedisa Beperik Arba Mises.